Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Jaidev, I founded Bundle about 6 months ago. It was June of last year. And the idea actually came to me about 2 years ago when I got a small raise at work. And what happened a month after is I just spent all the money. And the same thing happened the next month, and the same thing happened the month after that. And I looked at myself and said, geez, what's happening? You know, I haven't paid down any additional debt. I haven't moved into a lavish apartment. So where's all this money going? I haven't saved any additional money. And what I realized is that, you know, one just adjusted one's standard of living, almost personal inflation, to the point where you just use that extra amount up. And when I looked around at the overall U.S. numbers, I wasn't alone. Right, U.S. savings rates, according to some measures, dipped into negative territories, back up again, but who knows what's going to happen when the economy starts getting a little bit more comfortable again. So, you know, it is a problem. And what I did is, you know, there's plenty of information out there. If you think about the information that's being put out on the Internet, there's a lot out there. Is it the right kind of information? Debatable. But then why do people still behave the way they do around money decisions? And so our business is formed on a hypothesis that money-based decisions are both logical, but also in large part illogical. So you've got to address both the logical and the behavioral aspect of how people are actually behaving around money. So we actually formed a business that is based around social media. And, you know, this term is overused these days, but in essence, it gets back to fundamental human behavior. You want to understand and get solutions from people who've been through the same situation as you. It's a behavior that goes back as far as human beings have existed. You want to talk to others who've gone through a problem. The issue is that here in America, we aren't very good about talking about money. It's never a discussion that you want to have on the dining table. It's never a discussion that you want to have with your kids. And that's a problem. That's leaving us in this vacuum where information isn't really flowing across the board. So what Bundle does is that we are a social media company focused on personal finance. And what we do is we let people look at their spending and saving habits and compare it to other people like them. And we'll get a little bit into, you know, what that means. I've got about three slides after this, and then I'll end with a short video that actually shows you the functionality of the product. Why do we think the world needs this? We think that there's a lack of transparency in the system today. You know, like I said, there's a lot of data out there. Is it the right kind of information? Not necessarily. So with this lack of transparency, we think that some people are making the wrong decisions around their money. Household debt is at an all-time high. Credit card debt per household has hit $10,000 per household. We do think that this is going to go through hopefully a deleveraging over the course of the next few years, and saving rates will continue to rise. But what we really want to do is bring the transparency back into the system by letting people learn from other people like them. So we actually went out and spoke to some people, and this is what we found. So one thing is that there's a whole lot of information out there, but it's not necessarily relevant to me. And we kind of sat back and said, why? Well, people said, well, listen, if I live in New York City, my spending is very different than a person who lives, let's say, in Phoenix, Arizona. You know, I don't spend much on cars in New York City. A person in Phoenix, Arizona does spend a lot on cars. So when I see all this information on how much I should be spending, how much I should be budgeting across different categories, I take it with a grain of salt, because it doesn't really, a pinch of salt, it doesn't really apply to me, because, you know, I should be looking at a different number altogether. So that was one insight. The second thing is, I'm overwhelmed when I even think about creating a budget or managing my money. And this was really surprising. I came from a background in banks where you take for granted, you know, the complications and the products that you're developing. But when you actually, and I would encourage everyone to do this, take someone to go open a bank account for the first time and go through that experience without saying much, and try to think about the agony that one actually has to go through while that person is actually explaining something as simple as a checking account to a person. It's not trivial. So there is a lot of information overload. The third thing that we actually saw were people were saying, listen, you know, what I really want to know is what other people like me are doing. And what are the people who are actually getting ahead, people like me, what are they doing? What did they do to actually get ahead? So there's this big need and want for understanding and getting unbiased information from other people like them. There's a lot of information out there. Banks provide a lot of information. The government provides a lot of information. It's not necessarily always unbiased. And let's face it, right? It's not in the business models for corporations to always provide completely unbiased information. So we do think that there's a potential where people can actually look at unbiased information from other people like them. This presentation is relatively short, so I'm going to leave the time for Q&As later on. I'm just going to end with a short video that's also on YouTube, where people can visit bundle.com and also watch it, which just describes the proposition.